Feel like I should tuck and roll into the expert panel. You are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel, and we are going to be discussing Operasi Under the Big Top happening this weekend at Sanders Beach. Well, there is no one other than our wonderful Cody Martin, our beautiful music director who makes all the magic happen. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
This is the best day. I'm so glad that Tammy isn't here today, so I can be here. This is a really exciting weekend. We have just wrapped up our season with the opera, and now we are moving into the Operazzi, which is kind of just the way to wrap up and maybe like thank the community, I guess you would probably say.
Yeah, it's a way to celebrate everything we've done this season and really garner some more support to move forward into next season.
Which is a part of your job this morning. So if you would like the link, you can text in 850-437-1620. I can go ahead and text it back to you directly so you can find all the information on Pensacola Opera from PensacolaOpera.com for the Operazzi and then kind of look forward to the future opera, alfresco, all those different things, events. You can just kind of save it right there into a note to your phone. So if you'd like it, again, 437-1620. Again, I am Jenna Barr in for Tammy Martin this morning here on Pep Talk at News Radio 92.3. So Saturday at Sanders Beach, we are doing the big top way to do opera. So yes, Let's share a little bit more of the whimsy and beauty of combining opera with the circus.
Yeah. So this is the second year we've done this theme, and Operazzi, you know, since its inception has been just the biggest opera party you can think of. And what is more big and grand and exciting than a circus theme? So throughout the evening, you know, you're going to have lots of great music. Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters will be there all night. And we'll also have a nice MC ringmaster and some circus acts. We have a big opening dance number that's happening. There'll be circus games. People will be dressed in circus themed attire. It's just a ton of fun. It's a chance to get dressed up if you want to be super formal, or if you want to dress like you're going to a circus, that's also an option as well.
So we have Mr. Big and the Rhythm Sisters. Mm-hmm. Now, is that still, is that more of like a symphony? What kind of style of music is
that?
Oh,
no, it's a band. It's dancing. It's the,
like toe tap and
cover
shoes.
Cover band. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we definitely can wear some dance attire.
Wear clothes that you can dance in, for sure.
Okay, excellent. And then we've got the White Tide Quartet. That sounds a little bit more demure.
Yes.
Okay. And they're going to
varied acts, of course.
This is, now, back up a little bit, because last year y'all did this, and our friend Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing loves the opera, rightfully so, and he plays a huge part in it, and this is a very fun way to kind of tie in, that childlike nature.
Yeah.
Into opera.
Yeah, and it's a good bridge into opera. If you don't know if you really like opera, because it's a little more accessible, I think. People can relate to this. They know what to expect. And you will get a little, we'll talk a little bit about ways you can support the opera. Of course, there's a live auction. There's a paddle raise. We'll talk a little bit about next season. We'll have one brief little opera performance just so you can get a taste. It's a digestible kind of thing and good way to get to know what we do and be able to support it, but also just have a great time, have a great dinner, dance.
And so this is, it starts at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course, themed dress or black tie. So themed dress, you can break out your, like I was mentioning, I was cleaning out the closet and found our greatest showman
costumes. Yep.
So you can do a little bit of a themed dress. I'm thinking the big pink wig is what I'm
thinking. Yeah, big wigs. If you have like a dancing bear costume, that would be, or a clown, you know?
Oh my goodness.
Possibilities are endless.
If you can just get Malcolm Ballinger to wear a tux with a clown nose, I'm sold. That's it.
I'll get right on that.
That would be the perfect poster. He can beat me up later for that one. So everything is included in the tickets as well.
Yeah, you know, full dinner, desserts. There's going to be dessert stations. I know we have Wim Cotton Candy's going to be there, Fannie Lou's ice cream.
Ooh,
so,
fun.
You know, eat your dinner and then you can walk around and explore what everything that we have to offer.
That's awesome. And you mentioned a silent auction as well as a paddle raise auction.
Yeah, so there's a live auction. We got some great items. Just to run through a couple of them.
Ooh, okay.
A trip to Atlanta with opera tickets there, Falcons home game tickets.
Wow.
A hotel stay, a restaurant, and then we have a sailing excursion here on Bayou Chico. We have a private Italian cooking class and dinner experience for 10 people. And we also have a private brunch at the establishment with a concert by our Jan Miller studio artist next year. And then we have some jewelry valued at over $8,000. It's a beautiful set.
Whoa, what?
So those are our live auction items.
That's a variety of auction.
Exactly. There's something for everybody. You're going to find something you want to bid on.
Yeah. Those Falcon tickets, though, that's the one that
right,
just
yeah, that's
tickled
a great
my ears.
That Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, the Atlanta one. That's a fun weekend away. Just to, that alone is something to go ahead and go bid on. And all proceeds go to supporting our friends at the Pensacola Opera.
Correct. We also, in addition to the live auction, we do a paddle raise, which is specifically aimed at supporting all of our education programs and our studio artist program, which is what allows us to be in the schools and the community.
Yes.
Everything that we do is kind of because of this program that we do. So we have a special paddle raise for people to just specifically support everything we do for education.
Which leads me into our next discussion. And if you do have a question, 850-437-1620. Oh, who's catering the dinner for the event? Do you know?
I'm not exactly sure.
That's a good question. Well, we know who's got the
it's
sugar
It's
going to
be delicious. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, anything really at Sanders
I know,
is beautiful.
That's what I pay attention to is the desserts. And I know what that's going to be. So I'm
And Fannie Lou's is amazing.
Yes.
And if you haven't checked them out, then you definitely need to over on Cervantes in East Pensacola Heights. So, and if you would like to find out more information, PensacolaOpera.com/events or just PensacolaOpera.com and click on Operazzi for more information or to purchase your tickets for the event as well. And that's coming up on the 29th. So get it today. Definitely get it done today. And like Cody mentioned, when Cody, our friend Cody Martin, was discussing that the paddle raise will go to raise funds for the opera so they can continue their mission, not only, of course, to bring beautiful opera to our community, but also to help raise up opera singers. Mm-hmm. And we can't do that without having educational opportunities, which leads us to discussing Opera Camp, which is 15 years almost running?
Yeah, it's been going over 10 years. I'm not exactly sure the exact number, but so this is our Overture Opera Camp. We do it every summer. It's a week-long experience for children ages 8 to 13. And over the course of this 1 week together, we usually have about 20 or 25 campers, and they audition for roles and build and design sets and choose their costumes and learn a full, like, 30-minute long adaptation of an opera. And this summer it'll be Die Fledermaus, which is one of our productions for next season. We always do something to preview the next season so they can be a part of this show, kind of learn about it, be in it. And then if they want, they can come and see it at the Sanger in March next year.
So even if one is not fully into the art of opera, if they are interested in set design and just being in that atmosphere of performing arts, this is a good one for...
Yeah, this is for kids with any sort of arts interest or experience. You know, if they just want to try it out and see if they like it, this is for them. If they know that they love to sing, they love to act, or if they know that they love kind of the visual parts of theater and performing, it's for all of those kids.
And this is going to be downtown.
Yeah, this will be at our facility at the Opera Center downtown.
Excellent. Somebody's here wondering, and let me get to this real quick. Thank you for texting in 850-437-1620. It's 1047 here at News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr in for Tammy Martin. How old are the kiddos that go to camp? Do you split them up by ages or do they work together?
So this is one week for all of the kids ages 8 to 13. Altogether.
8 to 13. Oh, that's a good age
range.
Which
is, it's good. It's a great range because you've got kids on the older side who maybe have done camp a year or two, and so they kind of get to help show the younger kids around a little bit.
That's literally the age range of my children.
Perfect.
They work together. I think it's a great age range. It kind of is that Montessori style of working together and teaching and learning, because the older kids can help lead. They learn leadership skills, if I'm correct.
A little bit. Yeah, yeah. And they all have, you know, we always get kids with different interests. So there are some kids who come and they just love to color. So they will spend the entire week decorating the set and making it, you know, the most ornate thing you've ever seen. And some of the artistic talent that we get is just incredible.
Oh, yeah. And I think that that's, again, something where when you know that you're supporting the opera, you're supporting, you know, our future artists and dreamers. And I think that that's something really powerful and encouraging to our kiddos. Somebody's wondering here, where can we find information about the camp?
So that'll be on our website, PensacolaOpera.com/learn, or, you know, just go to the homepage and there's a scroll at the homepage, PensacolaOpera.com, and there's links with all the information, times, dates, registration information is there.
Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to, let me make sure that I grab that for you. And thank you so much for texting in this morning. I really do appreciate it. Y'all texting in and asking for links and everything. It makes it a lot more fun as well.
Yeah.
Just knowing that you're interested in everything that we're discussing. So we just wrapped up our 40th season of Pensacola Opera. It was a fantastic season. We're closing it out to celebrate, thank the community, encourage the continual engagement with the opera, with Operazzi. We have the support going into educational opportunities throughout the entire year, but also Overture, the opera summer camp. This is happening July 17th through the 22nd, 8 to 13 years old. And then, of course, we have the 41st season that will kick off.
Yeah. Subscriptions are on sale already for 41st season next year. We have a great lineup. In January, we're doing Lucia di Lammermoor by Donizetti, which is a wonderful bel canto opera. We have not done it here since, I think, 2006. It's been a while. But it's got the incredible mad scene in the second act, in the third act. Where Lucia sings, you know, she's just, it's kind of a, not complicated, but, you know, there's a lot of ins and outs to the story. But essentially, she has murdered, gone a little mad and murdered this man that she was kind of more or less forced to marry. And she shows up after the wedding to the party. All the party guests are here. And she comes down the stairs in this bloody gown with a knife in her hand.
Oh, man. She went cuckoo for, you know, Cocoa Puffs.
A 20, 25-minute solo scene for the soprano. And it's just incredible.
That post-murder vibe, huh?
Right. I know.
Oh, my goodness.
And so that's on the more serious side. And then in March, we'll close the season, as I mentioned earlier, with Die Fledermaus, which is a wonderful light operetta by Johann Strauss II. If you don't know Johann Strauss, he wrote the Blue Danube Waltz. That's Strauss II.
Oh, that is good to know.
But Die Fledermaus, it's super light. It's funny. It's hilarious. It's going to be in English, English dialogue, English singing. So you'll be able to follow the story really well. Just about a little bit of, you know, lighthearted revenge between friends, and, you know, there's a masquerade ball, people in disguise, mistaken identities.
It's all the time.
A really fun time. A lot of champagne.
Okay.
A lot of champagne.
Well, with mistaken identity, sometimes you don't think too straight. That's amazing. How did you pronounce the one? Lucia di...
Lammermoor.
That one is very intense. And my instant thought, because of this, how my brain works, is costume design and trying to create that moment of almost like eeriness mixed with...
Yeah, so
trauma,
the story is
guilt.
Set, you know, it's like it's an Irish or Scottish story.
Okay.
So it's set kind of in that, you know, dark, I think it's 18th century story. So the costumes are usually really ornate.
Yes.
And, you know, but everybody's waiting.
Lots of detail.
Everybody's waiting for the moment when she shows up in the bloody dress.
Right.
So
that's amazing. I'm going to need you to like have the whoever's doing the set do some stairs to have her slowly.
Oh, you've got to have stairs. Yeah.
Down.
No, it's essential. You've got to have stairs for her to come down.
Oh, yeah. I can picture it. That's amazing. Maybe not have the kids work on that one.
No children in that one. They can come see it, though, if they're more mature kids.
Yeah, that's true. And I think that's really nice. I like that y'all have the variety for everyone, for the families and for people who appreciate the all different levels of the opera and the arts. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really incredible. So we do have a fantastic 41st season to look forward to. And I can't even believe that I'm looking at the year 2024.
I know. But you know, you just spoke about all different levels. We actually do have a performance coming up May 14th at 2 p.m. We're doing our next opera al fresco concert.
That's right.
And this will be downtown at Seville Square. We're actually partnering with the Bayside Market. So they do a market in Seville Square on Sundays. And so we're going to kind of jump onto the tail end of their artisan craft market, and we're going to do a nice little outdoor concert from the gazebo at Seville Square.
Okay.
And so this is like...
Is that Mother's Day?
It is Mother's Day.
Oh, what
bring your mother.
What? So that's opera al fresco,
mm-hmm.
which...
And this is for anybody. I mean, it's an outdoor, casual... There'll be some opera, but there'll be also be musical theater, jazz. You know, we'll sing with microphones, so you'll be able to hear us really well through the park.
Yes.
And, you know, you can bring your dog, bring your kids, bring
and
your
no
family.
No tickets needed.
No tickets. Just show up, bring a chair. You will want a chair probably, unless you want to sit on the ground.
Yeah. And
that's also an option, but
carry your chair with you, a backpack chair, folding chair, whatever it is, something to be a little bit more comfortable. And in that area, there's lots of shade. You kind of just get to hang out.
Yeah, it's very shady there. Yeah, exactly.
You have shopping going on too. So you guys are going to just come in, creep in at the tail end of it. So around 2 p.m.,
yep.
Right? Okay, that's awesome. So you guys really aren't quitting at all anytime or taking a break.
You got to try to keep the music going in whatever way we can. Yeah.
That's awesome. And then anything like when you talk about education outside of the overture for the summer camp, anything to look forward to or for people to kind of know about when it comes to that partnership with education?
Yeah, so we will continue our education programs. You know, I'm already planning for next season for our tour to the schools.
Wow.
I've got a really fun piece that we've done before, but it's been a while and it's time to bring it back. It's called what is the actual title? Little Red's Most Unusual Day. So it's kind of
Little
a
Little Red Riding Hood?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes. But there's a couple of twists to the classic Little Red Riding Hood story.
Ooh.
But it's entertaining, it's funny, it's something that kids will enjoy. And that's gonna be what we take to, you know, elementary schools, libraries,
mm-hmm.
some outdoor performances probably. So I'm starting to plan that, and it's going to be so much fun, and I'm so looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. I think that that's so incredible that you guys do that and go out of your way. And then you actually are intentional about what you are choosing as well. So when you think about, like, just ahead to the operazzi and, you know, hey, when I give back, what is it going to, you know, you can say, oh, that's not a big deal or it's not worth it. Let me tell you, opera, this classical music, it is so much better for our kiddos and their brains and their development and their anxiety reducing than any other music that they can really listen to.
Right.
It's calming. My kids tell me at school, they listen to it while they do their work. The teachers put it on and they call it homework music. And I just call it brain developing music.
Yeah.
And I think it's something beautiful. And to know that you are supporting even more than just arts, it's growth. It's good growth for our kids.
Yeah, and it's so interesting. There's nothing more, fulfilling than seeing a kid who comes to one of our education shows, and this is their first time experiencing classical singing and opera and maybe even live theater or any performances like that at all. And you can always see the arc of their journey, because the first time somebody sings a note and they hear that operatic sound, there's always this, big look of shock on their face, and they might turn to their friend and be like, whoa.
And then
throughout the 35-minute opera, you see them really start to get into the story and start to really enjoy the singing and laugh and interact. And it's really it's so exciting to see that every time. And we always get some really wonderful thank you cards and drawings from some of the classes each year. They're always so grateful, and they really love it. And I love that we're able to do that.
Oh, absolutely. I can see the faces, like, as you are talking about it, and the awe and excitement and wonder all building while it's actually doing scientifically proven healthy things for their brain. So just let that sink into our brains as well, and get all the information, support, love on our friends from the opera, PensacolaOpera.com. So as we backtrack, don't forget, coming up this weekend, we have Operazzi. So Opera Under the Big Top, beautiful accumulation of fun and whimsy, from the cotton candy to the performers and dancing to dinner. No matter who it is, it's going to be wonderful at Sanders Beach. That is this Saturday, April 29th. Mark your calendars for Opera Al Fresco coming up for Mother's Day. Take mama out. Go and check out it's the Bayside Market.
Yeah, at Seville Square.
At Seville Square, and at around 2 p.m., you've already been shopping, probably eating a little bit, maybe at Lucy's or something. 2 p.m., Opera Al Fresco is happening, so bring a chair. And then mark your calendars for July 17th through the 22nd for your kiddos. Maybe you're thinking about doing something for a birthday gift for one of your grandkids, your kiddos, your nieces or nephews, a friend, right, who has a birthday coming up who might really enjoy this, something different. Overture Opera Summer Camp coming up, summer 2023. And don't forget, 41st season of Pensacola Opera is coming in hot with all of the show-stopping, bloody performances.
Yes.
Cody Martin, thank you so much. Great to have you.
Thank you.
A pleasure.
Great. Thank you.
And thank you for joining me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Hey, I might talk to you later this week.